Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to a brand new extra special episode of Tender Loving Care with your host, myself, Pauline, and my darling Kate. Kate and I have decided we cannot not discuss the latest show airing in the 90 Day Fiancé franchise, which is currently 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After. As you probably know, our podcast, Tender Loving Care, which is available on all podcasting platforms, has a new episode each Wednesday. In that podcast episode, we break down a show from the TLC network and the Discovery Plus network, past or present. We deep dive, get into the beautiful chaos of these shows, and figure out if anyone is really learning anything from the Learning Channel. And on Fridays, we have our Patreon episode that goes out to our Patreon members only, in which we deep dive weird, bizarre, spooky documentaries. And we also have an episode on Friday release for everyone that is just our Bravo shows. So let's get in to Happily Ever After. Hi guys, happy new week to you all, you beautiful, beautiful people. So first of all, I would like to say a hello and a welcome to a new member of the Poddy family. Now, have I met this member? No. Have I seen photos and thought he is just so drop-dead gorgeous I can't even handle it? Yes. And I would like to, and this individual, I'd like to welcome to the Tender Love and Care podcast community is Rico. Massive, massive friend of the pod, Lauren. Such a big supporter from day one of the poddy. So appreciative of her love. Has rescued a beautiful angel little pup from Puerto Rico. And his name is Rico and he's amazing. So we want to welcome Rico to the podcast family. And we also want to hold space and give lots of love to Rico's mum, and hoping that Rico's mum has found a beautiful home as well. We just love to always hear beautiful stories of animals getting rescued and loved, and Lauren has a puppy on her hands. So congratulations, Lauren. I know all of this, guys, because Lauren DMs, and I DM'd her when she showed the footage of her new puppy. And I just want to remind you all, Instagram, Tender Love and Care Podcast, I read and respond to every single DM you send. And I love it. I love hearing from you. I love just being able to chat with you and wherever you are in the world. It's just so amazing that, you know, you're listening right now. When I look at all the stats, like, someone's listening right now in England, and someone's listening in New Zealand, and someone's listening in Ohio and New York and Florida and LA and even my hometown Reading. So it's just, it's amazing. And I know that we've gone up a lot in the France, in the French, sorry, in the French iTunes charts. So I just want to say merci beaucoup. I don't know how, but merci, merci, merci. Thank you so much. All right, so let's get into our 90 Day Fiancé. Lot of nausea in this episode. You know what? And I must admit, going into this, I am happy that I'm actually looking forward to an episode of 90 Day again, because it's been a long time, guys. I think we've had a lot of these franchises that have just been like, okay, fine. And, you know, the people on it have been really exhausting and there's not much drama. But I'm convinced there's so many couples that are going to be on this season of Happily Ever After. They're doing that because they need to maximize the drama. I think they've at least listened to us and said, we need as much going on as possible. So this week we saw Emily and Kobe, Ashi and Manuel, Jasmine and Gino, Nicole and Mahmoud. Guys, I want the entire episode. I want a whole show that is just Nicole and Mahmoud. And you know I don't usually like the spin-offs, but Nicole and Mahmoud, it's amazing. We also saw Sophie and Rob and Liz and Ed returned. So let's get into Emily and Kobe. Emily, 31, Kobe, 36, Kansas and Cameroon. I always write down in their ages because sometimes I forget some of these people are really young, or some of these couples have like a major age gap and it kind of gets lost, I forget. So my nausea began with these two when we saw them traveling. And you guys know what it's like when you're on a plane and you're overtired, you feel sick, there's someone next to you that's coughing, there's another person that, you know, definitely didn't take a shower before the plane in front of you, and you're squashed into a tiny seat, you can't sleep, and you just want to get to your destination. So watching this, I'm feeling all of that. And it just says 4 hours traveling, 8 hours traveling, 9 hours, and then 17 hours into travel time. Sorry, my timer just went off. It's a lot, guys. It's a lot to watch. So anyway, they finally are going and they land in Cameroon. So they meet Kobe's friend, Valerie, who seems really nice and super welcoming to all of the family and the babies. And the luggage they had, remember last week we saw, because it's four adults and two children, so it's and car seats and all that stuff. So it was a ton of luggage. And then we see that there's a massive amount of people, like valets kind of in blue shirts, and they're taking the luggage. So Emily's saying, well, this is something they do here. They will take all the luggage to the cars. And there were so many people. It was stressing me out. I cannot imagine being on the plane that long and then seeing all of that and that stressing you out. And then it became chaotic. There was so many men surrounding Kobe and yelling at him and his friend. And essentially what kind of came out of it was that they were, I think Kobe was kind of saying they were asking for money. They see foreigners were asking for money. So he just gave what he could, I believe, and they got in the car. So they got in the car. They all looked so exhausted, but had such good attitudes. You should see me after a flight back to England, which I've done, like, I couldn't even count how many times now from LA. So it's usually about 10 hours, 10 to 11. And I get off that plane and I'm so, like, I understood with when you see some people going back to their home, it feels so good when you're there and you smell the air and you see the food and the familiar sights and all of that. It's lovely. But I never sleep on planes. I never sleep on planes. And I'll tell you something else when we get to another couple. But anyway, so they're driving, they get to the hotel, and then we see them the next morning, and they all seem in fantastic spirits. You know, the parents are older and they're just, I don't know, I love these parents. They're so accommodating, so kind. They go shopping to get traditional wear to go and meet Kobe's parents. And it was just so nice for once to be able to see you know, the parents and the families and everything just be so accepting, so acknowledging cultural sensitivity as well. They were saying, would this be offensive if we wore this? And they were just so excited, I think, about the culture. And we have seen nightmare people on this show that can't even point out where they're going on a map. So it's very nice to like actually see this family. And then they kind of all get dressed up, and then they are going to be traveling 2 hours off to see Kobe's family. So, I mean, overall, seeing these two, it was really nice. We see a little clip of them in next week's episode. They're with the family, and Kobe's dad wants them to get married in a traditional ceremony. So we'll see how that plays out. But to be honest, I said this last week, I think these two are very unproblematic. I mean, they're now on the third child. Emily just gave birth to the third child. Yes, they're living at their parents' home. I don't know. Maybe, look, I'm saying this now and you know how I flip-flop. You know it could be 2 episodes from now and I'm like, I despise them. You know how I am. But right now, I'm okay. All right, moving on to a couple of our faves, Ashley and Manuel. I mean, Manuel is still our man of mystery. Okay, and we see them coming back from their day out that they had, and with the family, and Ashley's in the car with Manuel, and they start talking about Manuel's children. And Manuel's children are 12 and 14. I didn't realize they were that old for some reason. But then again, why would I know? Because he doesn't speak about them, and he doesn't even tell his wife anything about them. Now, remember that they've been together or known each other for about 10 years. And as she's saying to Manuel, I need to talk about your children. I need to know about your children. I need to be part of their lives, all of this. And he's just like, no, you don't. It's my personal business. And they're married. I mean, could he be hiding a ton of stuff? Yes. Would that be probable in a 90-day fiancé couple? Yes. Do I think he is? I don't know. I feel more... Wow, I'm getting very kind in my old age. My birthday's approaching, and maybe I'm just getting very kind in my old age, because I genuinely think that the pain of his children is so intense that he really can't talk about them. Wow, I'm these words are coming out of my mouth, guys, and I am shocked, because you know, usually I go straight to the suspicion. I go straight to someone being up to some bad business, but. I'm sure there is a lot more to the story, but he shuts down immediately about the children, and it could be self-preservation. That's what I'm saying. Once again, cut to, you know, a couple of episodes from now, and I'm like, you know, he's got a whole other family somewhere else in America. Let me just wait for it. So they get back to the house, and Ashley's like, I need some time on my own. And you see, the thing is with Manuel and Ashley, which I said before, I think they have a great sense of humor with each other. And you see him, and she hands the bag to him. She's like, the keys are in there. Get in. And she's like, I need time on my own. And he kind of does this little dance of me, 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 or something like that. And you see Ashley's angry at him, but she's like, is suppressing a smile. Because they laugh with each other a lot. I truly believe that. So I was laughing a little bit. And then she sat on the steps, and he's going to the dog. Rico, go and see your mum and go and help her. She's crying. And then Ashley says to the dog, your dad's a nutcase. And it just kind of, I do think there is a levity with them. I really do. And I think that's one of the reasons when they get on so well. I also love that it kind of ends their segment with Ashley just saying, you know, obviously now I want to pry some more. Now I want to know everything. Oh, I love that. We do see next week for those two. Love it. She's getting back to her bruja ways, and they're going to a shop. It looks like an apothecary to get Manuel possibly in a spiritual bath to open up some, she said he had tightness around his throat area. I'm so excited for this, because you know I love it all, and I love to hear about Ashley's witchy ways. Jasmine and Gino, this was interesting. So, well, we start camping. They're still camping. They're finishing up their honeymoon and the feet. Now, guys, I don't need to talk about it. And you know what? I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to say no comment. None, except for those camera people, the camera assistants, everyone must have been heaving. They were filming this going down, and it just reminded me of Crossover to Bravo when on Vanderpump Rules we found out that Jax has a massive fet fetish as well, and he would get his now wife Brittany to run around the block in canvas shoes so they were super sweaty. The thing is like, I have sexual proclivities, as we all do, that may not be everyone's cup of tea. Feet are huge, right? Feet are huge. And trust me, I will sell the pics of my high arched feet to anyone. I have no qualms. I want to make money that way. But I just don't. It's one sexual thing I just don't see ever being able to get into. It just doesn't interest me. And Jasmine's like, I get very aroused. I'm like, fair enough, but really? And Gino's? Really? Interesting. I do get reminded of how much I love Jasmine when it shows how much she loves her pup. She's always kissing that pup. The dog's always with her. I do really like that about her. We go on to see, you know, they finish camping. She FaceTimes her mum, and her mum isn't doing too well, which was sad. Jasmine had finished her 4 mile run. Amazing. But with those boobs, I was so confused and astounded and shocked and in awe and in love with her breasts. But she did a 5 mile run, and she's FaceTiming her mum. And yeah, the mother's not doing too well. So that was definitely worrying, concerning for Jasmine. And, you know, she says that it's her mum and her sister are looking after her children. Remind me, does Jasmine have, I'm saying this as though you're all gonna like shout into your headphones and I'm gonna go, thank you. Does Jasmine have 2 or 3 children? I know all I have to do is a Google search, but I'm a bit too lazy right now. Is that, was she 2 or 3 boys? 2 boys, right? I think 2 boys. Anyway, correct me if I'm wrong. Then we get this immigration lawyer scene. Now, this is so close to home for me, not because I came over here with children or anything like that, but the immigration fear. You know, when you emigrate anywhere, you know, I can't speak for anywhere else. I mean, I've lived in a couple of countries, but to be a full-time resident, I've only ever done that in America. And it is a process, guys, that is so delicate, that is so costly, that is so stressful. I can't emphasize it enough, because your entire life revolves around it. And the time it takes, the money it takes. You know, there is no easy legal immigration to this country. It is extremely, extremely hard. So when I see her and Gino going to the immigration's office and they're in that car, I start to get really, really sweaty. I think I've told this story before. When I was going through all my immigration papers, I was very lucky, and I found a fantastic lawyer. And I was very, very lucky I was able to afford that lawyer. A lot of people can't, because it's very, very expensive. But this lawyer that I had, he was great. A very, very chill, very, very cool. But I was such a bag of nerves, a very nervous person anyway. Always got a nervous stomach, hence the nausea. But I kid you not, I used to walk around Westwood, because that's where my lawyer was, and I used to carry a bottle of Pepto-Bismol. And if you're not familiar with Pepto-Bismol, guys, it's the pink, chalky thing that's for, like, upset stomachs. Because I was a bag of nerves. I kid you not, I used to carry Pepto-Bismol, and I used to sup it down. You just like sip it. It was terrible. I was just a mess. So they go into the lawyers, and on the car ride there, you know, Gino is very proud to say that he did all of the paperwork to get Jasmine into the country on the K-1 visa by himself. Now, that is no easy task. It's a very frightening thing to do. I've had many friends try to do it on their own, and honestly, you get things sent back because you didn't put an apostrophe in the right way. You misspelled one crucial word, or you ticked a wrong box, and then you're 6 months delayed again, a year delayed. So he did that. Obviously, Jasmine is legally in the country. They get to the immigration lawyer. They sit down. By the way, Jasmine's dress, I need it. Did anybody else look at that dress and want that? It was this feminine summer. Oh, loved it. So she sits down, and the first thing that she's told by the immigration lawyer, who is dead cheeky, by the way, I liked him. What's his name? Anthony. Did I write it down? I think it was Anthony. I liked him a lot. He said, you know, so first of all, you're on your green card, and while you are waiting for the physical card to come in, you can leave the country. And I had that as well. Like, it can be a very long time from, you know, being allowed to get your green card for the green card to actually come in. So during that time, you usually can't leave the country. And I had an emergency that I had to go home. And luckily you get, when he was saying all these words, I remember it's called a parole. It's really scary, the words thing. You need a special letter to be able to get home and leave the country. So Jasmine's very happy. So it means she can go home. And then he said, it was a bit complicated here. I mean, I know they weren't going to break it all down, but I think he said it could be 18 months to get the physical green card, I believe he was saying, but in that interim, she can go home on the parole. That's what I believe is true. Then we get on to her children. Now, Jasmine's children are obviously in Panama. And Gino explains that he completed the K-1 petition himself. And the lawyer says, well, to get your children over, it's completely separate. And Gino says, well, don't we just need to do an adjusted status like you're saying? And I love it that the lawyer was dead cheeky and was like, oh, I guess Google didn't tell you what to do. Oh, cheek. Because the lawyer reveals that in the K-1 petition, Gino had to have listed her children on there. If he had done that, this is what he reiterated, then he asks lawyer, if I had done that, would they have been able to come? And he says, within 6 months, we probably have had the children here.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
But because he didn't, it means that it's impossible to bring them over immediately and that it could take up to 2 years. He strongly advises them to retain a lawyer. His is $5,000 plus the filing fees. And that's $5,000 for 12 months. And then it will probably take longer than that. And Jasmine is just broken. She's broken. She did not think it was going to be 2 years. And you can see Gino's face drop as well. We see next week they're in a coffee shop discussing, and he says, I don't have $5,000. Now, here's the thing with Gino. I've known people like this in life, and you may be one of them, and it's being very financially responsible, is that they will say, oh, I can't go and spend $2,000 on a vacation because I don't have it. But really, you know, the person does have a lot of money, but they've just put it aside to whether it's a college fund for children they may have, or it's a retirement fund, or it's an emergency fund, or just general savings or something like that. But they will say, I'm just completely broke, I can't afford that. I feel like Gino's doing that. Gino is so frugal, we know that. Okay, well, until Jasmine came into his life, but he's been very, very frugal. He's had a very, very good job for a very long time. And he's lived as a bachelor. I know he was married before, but a bachelor for the majority of it. I think this man, I'm convinced he's got piles of money, and that's his business and good for him. But I don't believe when he says he says the wedding put us in debt. That man, I don't think's ever been in debt in his life. And that's brilliant. But this is something you spend money on. If you're bringing a woman over here to marry her and say, we're bringing your children, and she believes that, you know, the two of you are going to have to find $5,000. and the filing fees to pay for these children. He just does everything on the cheap. He did all of the papers on himself, which is remarkable, but he messed it up. That's where you pay a lawyer. Oh, so it was hard, and we'll see what happens next week. But we know Jasmine's still in the States because we can see it from her Instagram. I just don't think those children are going to get here anytime soon, and she's just accepted that. That's probably what's going on. Now we get on to Nicole and Mahmoud. Oh, guys, I honestly, maybe I can start a petition to just get, I don't do spin-off. I hate the spin-off shows of 90 Day Fiancé, you know, when it's just, you know, Lauren and Alexi or people, like these people are just like, okay, whatever, you're fine, no drama. This is who you need in a spin-off show. Nicole and Mahmoud in LA. I don't want them in Egypt, I want them in LA, because he is possibly more miserable than Nicole was in Egypt. It's okay. So she's at the airport and she's got a big sign, and then we see Mahmoud appears and she runs to him. She's so excited and they kiss her. She's trying to kiss him on the mouth. She's trying to kiss him on the mouth. He's like, nope. And she just goes, kiss me, motherfucker. So they're so odd. They're so odd. And I love it. He's like, no. So of course, you know, it's just his culture. He's not used to that public display of affection and kissing on the mouth. And it's not culturally acceptable for him. So he's literally just got off the plane from Egypt. So God, he must have been traveling. And I don't know if there's a direct flight. I doubt LA to Cairo. I'd imagine there'd be a stop somewhere. So he must be beyond exhausted. But I don't think we've ever seen anyone more miserable getting off a plane than him. So they're walking, you know, they're at the terminal, they've got the bags, and they're coming out. And of course, the crew's following them about, you know, doing their interview while he's just got off the plane, they just met. And she's like, are you okay? Straight away to him. No one wants to hear this. She goes, and he's like, yeah, just tired. She's like, oh, okay. And she's very, very excited. Obviously, face not moving. Face never moves, but you know, she's excited and she's trying to kiss him on the lips and he's like, no. And so they're talking to the camera crew and she's all excited and he just goes, close your stomach, huh? Already talking about her clothes already. And she's like, ah, she's just desperately trying to laugh it off. And then she's like, don't ruin it. There we go. And then he goes, I'm not, you know, oh, don't start with this. Don't ruin it. And she did well. She just smiled. But I just wrote, already a disaster. And I love it. I'm sorry. You know, this sounds so mean. I know it does. But we need this old school kind of drama in 90 Day. This is why we tune into these shows, to see mismatched people arguing with each other. Why do we tune into Housewives? Because we want to see women fighting over expensive dinners. That's just what we do. So God bless Nicole and Mahmoud. So they get in the car and I'm, as I said before, keeping my eyes peeled to find out where she lives. I've come to the conclusion she's definitely in Los Feliz or Echo Park. That's what it fits her personality completely, those two areas of LA. And from what I was kind of peering through the car windows, that's what I think. Her apartment looked lovely. You saw the door that she was going in. It looked very nice. So they get to the apartment and he's just couldn't be more miserable if he tried. And then there's some of her art on the wall, and which is all blurred out because it must have showed, I don't know, the naked woman. And he's like, oh, don't like that. And she goes, you don't like your wife's art. And she kind of had a joke at that, which I liked. Then there was the mannequin that was naked. He hated that. Then I just wrote, once again, he's miserable. And so she goes, well, sit down. She goes, I know you're tired. So she starts this. She goes, I know you're tired, but I told you to sleep on the plane. And he's like, yeah, I didn't. And she goes, and then she gets a little bit, well, she gets irritated. She goes, I'm not going to lie, I'm really irritated. You didn't sleep on the plane. I've never been able to sleep on a plane. And I don't take, like, you know, sleeping pills or anything like that. I think I've done it once. I took like 2 NyQuil or something, but they didn't even work. But I just don't sleep on planes. And another thing I'm going to reveal to you here, guys, first time. Actually, may have told you this before. I don't pee on planes. Now, here's the thing. I will fly from LAX to London which is 10 hours and I will not pee. I will drink water and I will hold, I'm like a cat. I will hold it in. And I know it is incredibly unhealthy for your bladder, but I don't even feel like I have to go. My brain goes, switch off, because I am not going into those toilets. I am not doing it. Now, if someone wants to fly me first class, I'm using the toilet. But usually I'm stuck in economy and those toilets, it's just truly unacceptable behaviour. So I just don't pee. Let me know if any of you are like that, like a cat, like me. So she goes, well, do you want me to make you a pizza? And he's like, yeah, okay. I just question, does she not have a sofa? Because he was sat in this really hard-backed chair and looked really uncomfortable. He looked exhausted, super uncomfortable. She's given him the present of the thrift store shorts, which I'm sure she hasn't even washed, that he's supposed to wear as pajamas. And then he says, "But I just wear my clothes in bed." I'm never going to get over that, of wearing jeans in bed. I can't get over that story she told us. So she makes a pizza, and all she does with the pizza, I don't know if you noticed this, is just cut it in half, like a half moon, and then just put it in front of him. And still not on a sofa, there was nothing cozy. It just all looked very stiff, like very Victorian parlour. And I love that look. But after I've been on like a, 17-hour flight, I need to lie my ass on a sofa. And so then she's just saying about how angry she is again that he didn't sleep. And she's like, okay, go and have a shower, put these on. He's like, all right. And then we see next week, she's taking him down Santa Monica Pier. That's where she was. This is all the stuff you do. You definitely do as tourists when you first come to LA. Santa Monica Pier, and goes down there, and they already have a fight about how if you want an Arab woman, then you should go back to Egypt. He's like, all right, and just walks off. Day one. Sorry, I can't help it. It's just so good. And we haven't even got to him, them getting in a fight, and her driving around at LA screaming Mahmoud, and he's got his suitcase going over some overpass at night in LA. Bliss. Sophie and Rob, I mean, we see that nothing really going on here. I mean, they left the selfie museum. He goes home to speak to, I was very upset by this. If I didn't like him already, I don't like him now. Goes home to speak to his tarantulas, who are in the tiniest boxes. Did you see that, guys? Not okay. Tarantulas are common in Texas, from what I've heard. Let them be free. You should not have tarantulas in these tiny boxes. I was so upset by that, by the way, guys. Very upset. I hope they are free and living a free life. Sophie meets her mum in a bookshop, and she says, I don't know why we're in a bookshop, because I've never seen her even read a book. I'm just gonna let that sit there. And I mean, they're really wanting this mother here. And then this mother, I remember last week when she's like, oh, he said, okay, I'm working on my impression of her, because it's like very, like the chin, like bottom, like jaw comes out a lot, Sophie. And she says, last week she was so excited to say, oh my God, you call me girlfriend. Oh, I love him. His name's John. And so the mother's like high as a kite. And I'm sorry, did not mean to say that, sorry, because we do get into that she had addiction issues. I mean, high on life and excited is what I meant. Jeez Louise. Excited because she says, oh, Shaif, guess what? Last night, John said the L word. And so she's like, she goes, and that's why I'm wearing this flowery dress. Because she was like a little schoolgirl. Ooh, excited. And Sophie's like, oh, that's nice. Seems like he'll be nice to you. I mean, the conversation between the two of them is mind-numbing. It really is challenging, to say the least. So she's all excited about John, who I'm sure we'll see again. And really, they just kind of go into the same thing. Sophie's debating going back to Rob. The mother's saying you shouldn't do it. I mean, it's... We do hear Sophie say that her mother... you know, was never sober as Sophie was growing up. She didn't go into what her addiction was, but and she doesn't need to, but she's, it must have been extremely hard for Sophie, extremely hard, because it was just her and her mum, we've been told, growing up. So that was kind of the gist of these two. I mean, I think that's all it's going to be with Rob and Sophie. It's just going to be back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I don't know what else is really going to happen. It's going to be conversations like this of her meeting up with her mum saying, I don't know what to do. Her mum saying, you shouldn't go back to Rob the Knob. Rob meeting up with friends saying, I don't know what's going on with me and Sophie. Hopefully I'll get her back. And that's it. We see next week she's with Rob and he's made some kind of contract or something like that about how they should speak to each other. Not a bad idea, but let the tarantulas free and let Sophie free. That's what I want to say. And then the last couple we're going to cover are two, I would say two old favourites, but they're just two old couples, Liz and Ed. Once again, I wrote down these ages, 31, Liz is 31 and Ed is 58. Obviously, both from San Diego. We know the story. They're now living in Arkansas, which is so, well, not current day because Liz is already, they're already divorced. Spoiler, they're already divorced and Liz has a new boyfriend back in San Diego. I mean, it's just like, anyway, so we go through all of this knowing what's going to happen, but they're in Arkansas saying they're living the life. They've got a house. They have moved back to Ed's hometown in Arkansas. Daughter Riley is out there. I was wondering if she had full custody, but she doesn't. She's just there for the summer because I think the girl is based with her father in San Diego. So that was a, you know, you realize that Liz left her daughter to not be able to see her as much as she wanted by going to Arkansas for this guy. What a mistake. But she's back in San Diego, according to her Instagram. So yeah, and then they're getting married in 2 months, they're saying. And they said, I always forget this, they do this whole going back on all their fights. They've been together 3 years and they've been engaged for two, I think she said. But 3 years, all 3 years in any relationship, that's always usually your fun years. And they have, it's all been cheating, drinking, fighting. That's all they've done in 3 years. And he's like, oh, in the back of my mind, I'm kind of worried about getting married. Then he says, you know, I've already been divorced. And Liz has been through two divorces already. I had to stop, like, pause. He met Liz, okay, when she was 28 and she'd already been divorced twice, marrying Ed and divorcing him. So she's three times divorced before she's even 33. It's just, maybe you should stop getting married or think more about the people you're marrying, because being divorced three times before you're 33 is, there's a lot going on there. You need to step back. You need to step back. So we see, you know, them kind of sat with Riley and they're doing, and Ed's like, oh, it reminds me of being with my daughter, Tiffany, who I believe he's still estranged from. I don't know. It wasn't mentioned in this. Then we get into the financials, and you know how much we love the financials. It's all about the financials. So they claim that they're both living off their savings. Liz gave up a partnership in the restaurant in San Diego. So let's just go through this. Liz has moved to Arkansas with this man who's cheated on her multiple times. And she gave up seeing her child, being living in the same city as her child, to see her when she wants, according to a custody agreement, I'm sure, but seeing her much more regularly than now. And she gave up a partnership in a restaurant for Ed. He is 27 years older than her. It just beggars belief. It really does. Then they start talking. Ed's like, we're really underwater with money. So obviously we want the financials to come out because that's what we love in these shows, hearing about the financials. Then they're claiming that they're both working towards getting their real estate licenses and they're going to be real estate agents. And that was kind of it. Then we see for next week that they are making cookies or something with the daughter Riley, and they start fighting in front of her. And it's just another ick factor to these two. There's so much to not like about them and reasons they should never have got together or remained together. And then you see they're fighting in front of this little girl and it's just enough. It's enough, enough, enough. But will we keep watching? Absolutely. So as I say, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with how Happily Ever After is going. It's like how I'm feeling about The Valley. Did not want to watch The Valley. Did not want to see it. And then I saw Jax and Kristen fighting again. And I went, boom, back in. Get me this show every week. I'm happy. All right, guys. Going to love you and leave you. Finish this up, edit it, and pop it up now for you. Do not forget, on Wednesday, we have our Wheel of Shame episode. And in that, we are going to be discussing the show Houdini's Last Secrets. And I think it's a nice change for us. I think it's going to be, I went through a phase that I was obsessed with Houdini. I don't know if you know that. I did mention, I think, before, I was obsessed with Houdini as a little girl. Read everything about him. I also did have my magic set because I wanted to be a magician. Still hoping that will happen. I mean, I'm 39 years young. Who, you know, anything can happen. I could still be a magician. So we're going to be discussing that. I think it'll be a really, really cool show. And I think there'll be some historical elements to it. And finding more about this myth, this legend, Houdini. I'm excited. So we're going to be doing that on Wednesday. And then on Friday, we have our episode covering Bravo. And because there's so much to do on Patreon, I actually have a couple of Patreon episodes that are going to be released this week. One more covering the Natalie Holloway documentary series. And then the other one covering Quiet on Set. They're both challenging, to say the least, to watch, but we've said we're going to cover them, so we're going to go ahead and get them up for our Patreon. Patreon's $5 a month, guys, and it supports us and helps us so much. If you sign up today, you have so much content on there. I can't explain. There are hundreds of hours, maybe, of shows, of documentaries that we've covered, from cults to unexplained disappearances, UFOs, paranormal experiences, unsolved murders. We've covered the gamut on documentaries. Go and take a look on our Patreon. The link is in our show notes right now. And for $5 a month, guys, I don't know what you spent $5 on today, but maybe you could spend it on Patreon today instead. All right, well, I love you all so much. And once again, thank you so much for being such a fabulous support and listening to the show and following us on Instagram and writing to us. I just love it all. So Instagram, Tender Loving Care Podcast, and email tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com. As always, I read and respond to every single DM and every single email. You can find us there. And until Wednesday, have a beautiful night, day, whatever, whenever you're listening to this, wherever you're listening to this. Thank you, and I will speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.